I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today's episode is about those times when you're beating yourself up, when you resonate with, I need to put the stick down, I'm beating myself up with. So I'd like you to think about a situation where that might be true and to put it to the back of your mind as we explore metaphorically what you would be doing if you were beating yourself up with a stick and how you could stop doing that. So just notice what you notice as I share my own insights out in nature and identify perhaps some actions you might be able to take to put that stick down. There's something about if we feel like we're beating ourselves up with a stick, then I've actually done a video blog before about finding sticks, just bending down to pick some sticks up, to get some sticks that reflect the many ways that you're beating yourself up with and sort of throwing them away or putting them down. But I did realise as I was doing the prep for this element of the podcast, is that actually I have to pick up the sticks before I put them down. And those, so therefore, stop bloody picking the sticks up just beforehand. As I walk back to the car, there's lots of sticks that I could pick up to beat myself up. But what I'm also reminded of is the fact that earlier I was just doing some tidying up of my garden. And actually what I was doing with the sticks was putting them in the recycling. So how might you be able to use the sticks that you're recycle, reuse, to pick up that stick, look at that stick, examine that stick, get insight from it so that you can recycle and use whatever you've been beating yourself up about in order to transform the future?
Oh, I'm laughing. I'm here. I literally was leaving the car park and then looked around and thought, there are no sticks up here. And of course, I'm at the top of a hill and there are no sticks because, of course, sticks come from trees. So there's an element of that we can't beat ourselves up if we're at the top of if we're at a vantage point. We can only beat ourselves up if we're storing our sticks and keeping them on our person somewhere and we've got a little store that we can pull out. But otherwise we have to be in a wood in order to pick up a stick to beat ourselves with. So avoid the woods. Come up to the vantage points up here, the high vantage points, and then you won't actually yourself up.
Just seen some sticks on the floor that are no more than about 3 or 4 inches, and the interesting thing is you couldn't beat yourself up with them if you tried. So yeah, there's something there about before a stick gets too big, put it down. you know, in our minds, we pick sticks up, oh, I'm going to beat myself up about X. Whereas this is, well, you know what, X isn't something to beat myself up about. Y isn't something to beat myself up about. Z isn't something to beat myself up about. So I'm not going to. And then you haven't got the stick for future. Just arrived at St. Andrew's Beach, and as I was getting everything out of the boot, I spied a wooden stick. And it was a wooden stick that my neighbour's, well, their 9-year-old son found for me when we were actually exploring dead ends, or what, a beach that I thought was a dead end, where I was thinking we were having to go all the way to the other end of the beach and then turn round and come back. And that was a reminder at the time, the fact that not all dead ends are actually dead ends. But it was full of rocks, and with my arthritic knees, I was really going very slowly and tentatively across the rocks. And what the next door neighbour found was a stick, and it was a stick that was perfect height. It's got a little handhold at the end, perfect height, and suddenly I was able to go a lot quicker. So seeing this stick reminds me that not every stick we pick up is there for us to beat ourselves up with. The fact that there's, it could be used to beat ourselves up with. So there is an element of, we've picked up the stick for some other reason, to help us, to support us. And then we forget about that support, and we then can use it to you know, beat ourselves up with. So there's something about keeping the sticks for the purposes with which we pick them up for, rather than going, oh, well, there's something I can use to beat myself up with. As with all explorations, all I'm doing is metaphorically providing insight to picking sticks up, using them to beat ourselves up, putting them down, where we find the sticks, where we don't find the sticks, whether we decide to pick them up or not, to enable you to see the metaphor and therefore be able to then apply all of that insight to the current situation. And recently on a coaching session, somebody said they were beating themselves up. And what we did in that instance was something that I quite often encourage you to do. And that's to, if you're not able to go out into nature and find a stick and sort of put one down, is to imagine the stick that you're beating yourself up with. And in this instance, the person came up with a broom, as it's like a broom handle that I'm beating myself up with. And what we were able to do was take that image and make changes to the image. So the person imagined putting the broom away, locking it away so that they couldn't pick it up within their head. And as much as that sounds simplistic, really, is what we've done is communicated to our brain that the stick that's metaphorically been available to us is no longer available to us, that we've locked it in a cupboard, that we've locked it with a key, and therefore we can choose to beat ourselves up with it, but we have to go and find the key. It's as if we've moved it from an unconscious action that we do to a conscious action. So if you were to think about the stick you if beat yourself up with, what colour is it? What length is it? What's it made of? How long is it? And what changes can you make to that internal representation that means that you're much more or less likely to pick it up? So it could be that you imagine it being a stick of nettles. You wouldn't pick that up, would you? Or it could be that it's too heavy. Or it could be that it's all got like rose thorns coming out of it. It's just making the stick uncomfortable to pick up, because the whole reason that we beat ourselves up is it's really easy to do. And what this is inviting us to do is to make it difficult to metaphorically pick it up, in the hope that we then find it more difficult to beat ourselves up in real life.
What I love about metaphor is that every time I come back to even the same sayings,
even last week's, which was all about can't see the wood for the trees, you come back and notice new things. You heard me laughing in the car park at the top of a hill at the realization that there are some places where there aren't even sticks for us to pick up. And I think for me, the biggest aha, the new insight, was about the fact that we have to pick the stick up. There's a choice. We don't, it doesn't appear in our hands immediately for us to beat ourselves up, but that we have to pick it up. And sometimes there's that premeditation about picking it up in order to beat ourselves up at some point in the future. So that was a huge aha for me about the fact that actually it's about making sure I don't even pick it up. Don't even pick it up, so it's not even there in the future. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast and also have a look in the comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.